Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or hear more highlights from our recent shows, just go to my show page at myfaithradio.com.
You know, one of the things that I think about is that, you know, there's 3,020 counties in the country, 87, as I mentioned, in Minnesota. We'll just pick one, Ramsey. In our communication center, we receive 1 million calls a year.
Wow.
Of those calls, some are administrative, but there's probably 350,000 to 400,000 that get dispatched. Some are going to be medical, some are fire, but primarily they're almost all law enforcement related. While all that's happening, you have tens of thousands of traffic stops going on in all 17 cities. Stack on that thousands and thousands of what we call proactive stops, where you see something suspicious and you go out and you just start talking to people. That's been going on now for 167 years. And what's happened is that we had a traffic stop that we have half the information on, and we've decided that there's something broken. And the police officer in me says, no matter how cut and dry things look, I have a responsibility to get both sides and then go where the evidence leads and present it that way. And so in this particular case, we've stopped thousands of people that would have permits to carry. We've stopped people for basic traffic violations, for equipment violations, tens of thousands of times a year for 167 years. And so when people say, well, it's broken, I'm like, well, okay, I know we can always get better at what we do, but it's actually a very interesting record of success. So I think what we've, I'll just talk about my agency, and I think other chiefs are doing something similar, and it's this. You know, you just refresh. We were asking that question, when was the last time we really talked about when you walk up to a car, how is that interaction going to be? What is it that you're going to say? Do you introduce yourself? How do you talk to the person in the car? And then what are some of the safety measures that we should be all considering? And so we're doing a refresher on that. But the idea that to say things need to be changed completely, we're willing to do that. But we would need, if I'm a police officer, I need evidence to tell me what it is that I'm changing that's broken, because we have such a long track record of success.
What needs to happen right now in America to calm the tensions between U.S. law enforcement agencies and the black community?
I believe this is a spiritual battle. I believe that police officers deeply love their communities and are earnestly seeking to be trusted by their communities. I think the community wants to trust their police department. So if you have both sides that wanting to do the same thing, but it's not happening, and they have perceptions about each other that are inaccurate, where's that coming from?
Mm.
And so my prayer in all of this is to pray that the scales would come off their eyes and their ears would be opened. And fundamentally, my appeal is for more and more churches, small churches, to start doing church plants in cities. Because what I found is proportionally, if you want a healthy community, doesn't have a lot to do with police officers. It has to do with healthy churches. And so, you know, as believers, I think we have a responsibility to not just do mission work in our urban areas, but let's start planting some churches there so that we have more walk-to churches, kind of like the old days. And I think as a result of that, as those doors open and police officers are there with their windows down, touching the lives of people, I think that also is going to certainly have not just transformative effect here, but for eternity.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our show page at myfaithradio.com.